The following steps are required in order to develop a vision for IWRM or IUWM within a stakeholder engagement process. Agreeing on the scope of the vision, such as the area of interest and time frame. Reviewing existing visions and taking them into consideration for the development of the new vision. Setting the scene. Having scene-setting presentations from experts to promote certain issues provides background knowledge and guides the discussion. Just be sure that the visioning exercise isn't dominated by the experts, but by the stakeholders to ensure the ownership of the vision. Identifying and prioritizing the main issues. Based on the rapid assessment, these should include issues that are directly related to water management, such as water demand and climate change, as well as indirectly linked issues, such as economic growth and energy costs. Defining objectives. Describing the desired change of the water management strategy and developing indicators that reflect progress towards those objectives to strengthen the vision. Developing a vision. Visions should be specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. SMART. Using a mix of descriptive narratives supported by numerical objectives. An agreement on the draft of the vision should be achieved, and an outline of the vision should then be developed. The vision provides an overview of the intended future state, while the detailed required changes are described in the objectives. Obtaining wider consultation. The draft of the vision should be shared to achieve wider agreement and check the consistency with other visions. After this consultation, the vision can then be revised and presented to the relevant political bodies for its formal adoption to achieve a long-lasting commitment to the goals